The Community School of the Arts began as the Community Music School in 1988 as an initiative of the NIU School of Music. They set up a structure at that point, a committee of School of Music faculty, and it's a structure that when I started in 1992, kept intact and built on. Started with a few private students and a few small classes, and it's grown from there.
And how much has it grown?
It probably had, at the very beginning, fewer than 50 people involved, just a few teachers and a few students. At this point, we're seeing anywhere from 300 to 400 people a semester who come in to DeKalb for private lessons or to play in an ensemble or to take a music, theater, or art class. We have as many as 50 different communities and towns represented with those folks, and a lot of multi-generational families where people are doing different things.
Why do you think that this is important or has become important?
I think the arts are very important to people, and I think this kind of program is appealing because it makes it possible for people to engage in the arts at virtually any level, from the very beginning, very young, to older people who just want to learn something new or continue something they already know. Gives people a whole other outlet that they don't have in their day-to-day lives.
What have you heard from the alumni of the school?
Well, we hear a variety of things. We keep in touch. Facebook's wonderful for that. And we have, with this reunion concert that we have coming up, anecdotally heard a lot more from some of the folks who have been in our orchestra over the past 15 years. And a number of them have continued, majored in music, and continued, if not as careers, they've continued as avocation to be part of school orchestras, university orchestras, and as hobbies afterwards. They're coming back for this concert, which is not, you know, just a cakewalk in terms of the music. And we have probably 65 alums. So that tells you that there's been a continuation of both interest and skill level with involvement in music.
And that gets back perhaps to the fact that, as you say, it's not just young people. The alums continuing the interest is reflected also in the fact that, again, there are parents, grandparents, who are taking lessons, everything from beginning guitar or drawing or theater to being in ensembles.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we have many recitals at the end of the semester, and we'll see a daughter perform harp. And in the next recital, a son perform guitar. And then, by gosh, in the last recital, the mom play in the ukulele ensemble. And that's not particularly rare that we see a lot of family involvement and intergenerational involvement. And then we might actually see grandparents coming to all those recitals to watch. So it's a very nice feeling in that when, you know, we talk about a community school, we see it illustrated in ways like that. You see it very vividly.